This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma.
The unanimous ruling from the international...
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan with Reuters.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. France says that it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers have been finalizing security planning for the July 26th through the August 11th games. The French capital, first in a century. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the effort to reopen the Port of Baltimore following this week's bridge collapse. Details, again, from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Heavy lift cranes, including one that can handle 1,000 tons, are being deployed at the site of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge, brought down by a container ship. A flotilla of cranes, tugs, barges, and salvage vessels will be used to break the bridge into chunks that can be lifted to reopen the port. The bodies of four workers have yet to be recovered. Governor Wes Moore says the loss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has a wide impact.
What we're talking about today is not just about Maryland's economy. This is about the nation's economy.
A state transportation official says there's already a focus on building a new bridge. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge is sharply questioning the Biden administration's position that it bears no responsibility for housing and feeding migrant children who are waiting for agents in makeshift camps. A Justice Department attorney argued at a hearing on Friday in Los Angeles that the children at the camps are not in legal custody. Being in custody would start a 72-hour limit on how long children can be held. It would also mean that Border Patrol must provide medical services and other support. Migrants are waiting in the camps for Border Patrol agents to arrest and process them. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has now unveiled its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The company claims that it can recreate a person's voice with just 15 seconds of recording of that person talking. OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI-generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans are more worried about legal immigrants committing crimes in the U.S. than they were a few years ago. That's a change driven by largely increased concerns among Republicans, while Democrats continue to see a broad range of benefits from immigration. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs, finding that substantial shares of U.S. adults believe immigrants contribute to the country's economic